Okay. Hi, and I just wanted to clarify, I'm presenting this on behalf of my colleague Claudia Diaz, who is a consultant at the Population Council Mexico. So if there's any questions that I can't answer, I will check with her, field to my other colleagues in the audience. All right, so today I'm going to present on why, looking at some reasons why women, Mexican women, seek abortion services in California and Texas, focusing a little bit more on Texas data that's more recent. And it's very much an exploratory study of what are some of the motivations and barriers that are driving this phenomenon. So a little bit of background on abortion in Mexico. Abortion remains legally restricted outside of Mexico City. Just last year, or about a year and a half ago, abortion became legal within the capital. However, in all the other states, it's legally restricted except under very specific circumstances, such as cases of rape or fetal malformations. And even in a case when a woman is able to legally qualified to get an abortion in one of the other states, access can be very difficult, and there are numerous barriers from cost, from provider resistance and such. And clearly morbidity and mortality related to unsafe abortion remains extremely high in Latin America. It's the fifth leading cause of maternal mortality in Mexico. And poor and rural women, and including indigenous women, are disproportionately affected and suffer the consequences from unsafe abortion. Okay. So we want to explore the phenomenon or the extent to which Mexican women are crossing the border into Texas and California to seek legal abortion services given the restrictions in their own country. And we had some anecdotal evidence to that case before the study began that some Mexican women, especially those living around the border, are doing this. But it's really limited data. I mean, there was a study in San Diego back in 1996 which was reporting that around 20% of women seeking abortion at the largest clinic there reported a Mexican address, and that these Mexicans were likely to be more of middle age, pay in cash, and also more likely to terminate the procedure in the first trimester compared to U.S. residents, and that they also tended to be more middle class, employed, had high literacy rates, as well as good awareness of their health. Now, this study is over.
You said first, but it says second.
No, I said they're more likely. It was the reverse. More likely to terminate in their first trimester compared to U.S. residents. Okay. Yes. However, the study is 12 years old, and so we wanted to explore this question more in depth with more recent data. I'm sorry, I keep messing this up. What's going on here? So this study was carried out in 4 abortion clinics in San Diego and 1 in Texas. And all women were invited to participate in an anonymous survey, first to determine the percentage of women who self-identified as Mexican nationals and Mexican residents. And then the Mexican residents were then asked to complete the full survey. And then there was another stage of in-depth interviews where women who identified as Mexican residents were then asked to complete in-depth interviews following their procedure. And this interview either took place at their follow-up visit or in another location of their choice. So first to the Texas results. So the study in Texas was conducted between March and September in 2006 in McAllen, Texas. We administered 350 surveys to all women who were requesting abortion services there, and 10% of those women reported to be Mexican nationality, and they all signed informed consent. And of that sample, a small number, 5 women completed the in-depth interviews. So we're going to report briefly on that, the findings from the in-depth interviews. It is a very small sample, but it does give us some nice information about their characteristics. We can see that women range in age from 20 to 29. Schooling was also varied. The first woman had college education, but the second woman had primary. 2 had high school education, and the final one also had college education. And occupation ranged from office work to working in the home. There was a student. One is a waitress and then an accountant. And they were all within the first trimester. I mean, one had reportedly only 3 weeks of gestation, and whereas the highest was 9 weeks. The methods used were all surgical, a DNC or dilation curettage procedure, or MVA, which is manual vacuum aspiration or suction procedure. Legal status also varied. The first one was married, second separated, third single, fourth divorced, and the fifth a common law marriage or civil union. And they, the majority came from the border in Monterrey, Mexico, and then the other two came from the capital, Mexico City, which is further south. So this just briefly summarizes some of the qualitative findings. So what are some of the reasons that women gave for seeking abortion services in McAllen? Well, one woman said, who works in the home, she's 24 years old, she said, I asked the provider to give me something, and he said he couldn't give it to me because of my weight and that it was risky and it was better that I just went to McAllen and that they could do it there and do a suction procedure, a surgical procedure, and that would be safer. He said he could not do it himself and it was much better if I went to McAllen. So basically, this is through a provider referral and recommendation. In other cases, women were hearing through friends or family members. For example, a student who was 20 years old said, I knew where to come because I have a friend and she found it for me. They gave her the address and she phoned to make an appointment for me. And another woman had actually passed by the clinic or was familiar with the clinic in McAllen and said, I come downtown often and I'm sometimes curious about people outside the clinic and I used to think, God, this is not good, abortion. It never occurred to me that I would come here one day. So this also touches on a little bit of the internal conflict some of the women were facing when making this decision. They also explored some cultural factors, some of the factors of feeling like abortion is wrong or they would never do it, but when faced with their reality, it became something that they felt like they really had to do. So the same woman, the student, she said, the truth is I know this is wrong. I have the feeling this is wrong. It is a human being inside of you. You're killing it. I made up my mind, sort of, that I want to finish college and I wanted another future and I don't want to be a single mother, so the reality of her situation, and that I do want something like this for a child of mine. And this is pretty common in other studies. We found that people, men and women, who may be on a theoretical level opposed to abortion, when they're faced with a personal experience, whether themselves or a family member, economic reasons, education, job barriers, these kinds of things, then do favor it. And this just summarizes the perception that some women have of Mexican abortion services, that they're not safe or legal. So this quick question and answer session between the interviewer and the participant was, you know, did you try to seek an abortion there? No. Why not? Because it is not safe or legal. Now, of course, this is not the case in Mexico City, but it can be a pervasive mentality in other states. And this is a brief summary of the San Diego data, part of which was presented in an earlier conference, but I wanted to go through it here too. It's a larger sample. And so again, this was survey carried out in four of the clinics, and in total, 73% agreed to participate, or 1,516. And we can see of the sample, 25% reported Mexican nationality, and the rest U.S. dual nationality or other. And of the Mexican residents, 87%, or nearly 6% self-identified, is currently living in Mexico. Their median age was 24 years, and 47.6% reported having children, 58.6% reported being single, and 14 women, or 17.5%, reported having a previous abortion, five of whom were in the same clinic, five in another U.S. clinic, and four in Mexico. And this is an interesting question, explored prior attempts to self-induce abortion. And 16 women reported taking something to try to self-induce, indicating that they weren't able or didn't feel comfortable seeking surgical or clinical-based procedures, and so had sought medications or other methods. And we can see 8 took misoprostol, excuse me, and that's a drug that goes by the brand name Cytotec in Mexico. It's very common in Mexico and other countries in Latin America, and we are finding in previous studies women can easily access it through pharmacies. And so that's not surprising. Another 5 took hormonal injections, 2 of which also included Cytotec. 1 took emergency contraception, and that we've also seen, too, is that there's some confusion around emergency contraception versus misoprostol, which is an abortifacient. And that could be misinformation of the public and also the pharmacist or the provider. And then 2 reported taking an herbal preparation, and of course we always want to explore like what types of traditional methods are also being used, and we can't assume that if a woman has not taken misoprostol but has previously tried to self-induce that it hasn't been with a traditional remedy. And then 2 didn't specify. So here's the findings from the in-depth interviews. Just briefly, they interviewed 17 women of Mexican residents, and in a brief summary of the demographic profile, they were generally middle class and well-educated, which was similar to the findings in the Texas data. And barriers to accessing abortion services. One was informational, and women reported basically hearsay in how they learned about the clinic, either through family members, friends, on the internet, or they had come to the clinic previously. And logistical, all women had passports and visas, and now this suggests that the women who were not coming to the clinic experienced those kinds of hurdles trying to get the proper documentation in order to cross the border. And the quote below just illustrates that. Other barriers to accessing abortion services clearly are financial, because they're not just the cost of the procedure, but cost of transportation, lost time at work, childcare, et cetera. And you can imagine if a woman is coming, already has to go on a 12-hour bus ride from somewhere in Chihuahua up to Texas, that can be quite expensive, including these indirect costs. And that, however, most women thought the cost was high, however reasonable, given the procedure and what they needed to have done. So what are some of the policy implications? Well, briefly, we can see that the U.S.-based clinics at this point are filling a gap of services for at least a subgroup of Mexican women, and these women tend to be more of middle class, well-educated, and living near the border. And they don't suggest that Mexican women are coming over to the U.S. border in droves or anything. I mean, it's a very small percentage of women of the total clinic population in San Diego and McAllen who are getting these services. And that also induction of abortion with misoprostol is becoming a lot more widespread in Mexico. And there's actually an ongoing study exploring this. And that can also help explain why there's not a larger number of women coming across the border, because they're just seeking this other method, a medical abortion method. So in conclusion, the profile, as I mentioned, just suggests that it's definitely a clear subgroup of women who have the financial means to get across the border and also may have the proximity and are more educated, who are seeking these services. And again, just to reemphasize that except for Mexico City, the procedure, abortion continues to be illegal in the rest of the country. So we really don't know what's happening with these other women who are not able to either go to Mexico City or go across the border. And what would be interesting to explore in the future is what is the impact of the Mexico City legislation. It could be that we'll see fewer Mexican women crossing the border to get legal abortion services now that they have this resource in their own country. But it also suggests that it's important for ongoing collaborations with clinics on both sides of the border, you know, recognizing that this is a phenomenon and that women on either side need safe and legal abortion services. And so to form collaborations and also continue research to explore really who are these women who are coming across and how can they help them. A final conclusion is the percentage of women who self-report as being Mexican is lower than reported in other studies, and that could be because some women didn't want to self-identify as being Mexican or Mexican residents because of discrimination or fear of being reported in some way, and that women potentially are seeking clinics closer to the border and that are not as far away as McAllen, Texas. And that there's now even greater difficulty getting from Mexico to the U.S. with heightened security and the whole narco trafficking and the greater police forces. It could make it just more feasible for them to come to the capital. And also, as I mentioned, greater access to misoprostol as well as legal abortion services could be influencing this trend. Anyway, we just want to acknowledge Planned Parenthood of San Diego and Riverside, the University of California, San Diego, UC Mexis, which is the University of California Institute for Mexico in the United States, and California-Mexico Research Initiative, California Policy Research Center, and the UC Office of the President, as well as the McAllen Clinic, who helped facilitate that study. Thank you very much. Does anyone have any burning questions right now? They don't have to be burning.
Had a question, Kate. My question had to do with what was the rationale behind abortion being legal in Mexico City and not the rest of the country? How did that come about?
Maybe we should say that for the 10 minutes. But
we'll save that for the 10-minute session.
No, I mean, there was a number of forces. I can answer that now very briefly.
Yeah. We got time.
Yeah.
and one of my colleagues in the audience would also have a very nice and much more eloquent answer. But very briefly, there was a number of forces leading to the really groundbreaking legislation. One of it being the very strong civil society and feminist movement over the years that has helped put women's rights on the agenda. But also more recently, the Liberal Party that controls the Mexico City government was open and has been in favor of liberalizing abortion laws over the last 6 years. And in the year leading up, through a process of greater, I mean, there's a number of factors. They were more open to accepting this legislation. There was public opinion data that showed that the small majority was in support of having liberalized laws. And our colleagues, a number of whom we work with in Mexico City, were really great informing legislators about the importance of legalizing abortion as a way to reduce maternal mortality. So these factors all came together, and last April we were able to legalize abortion services. And it's only in the first trimester.